I want to start with the song if I can.
我想用一首歌作为开始。
What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Do you remember when you were first saved?
你们还记得你们第一次被救的时候吗？
You didn't do it yourself.
你不是自己做的。
The only thing that you could do was come to Jesus.
你所能做的唯一的一件事情就是来到主耶稣面前。
Renounce your sins.
放弃你的罪。
And ask him to be savior and king of your life.
让他做在你的生命中做主做王。
God did all the rest.
神就会做其余剩下的事。
And the way that you came to Christ.
你来到耶稣面前的那个方法。
Is the way that we're supposed to live in Christ.
正是我们要活在基督里面的那个办法。
We can't do this life on our own.
我们自己不能活出我们的生命。
God in Christ has to live out his life through us.
主耶稣我们的父神要通过我们活出他的样子。
God's going to do it.
神会成就事情。
Your theme this year is turning our hearts to God.
我们教会今年的主题是把我们的心转向神。
God is saying to you, if you turn your hearts to me, I will do all the rest.
神跟我们讲，如果把我们的心转向他，他就会成就事情。
So what about my job?
那么我的工作要怎么办呢？
God's going to do it.
神会成就的。
How am I going to stay healthy?
我要怎么才能保持健康呢？
God's going to do it.
神会成就的。
But I don't know how to encourage my children.
我不知道如何来鼓励我的孩子。
God's going to do it.
神会成就这件事。
You turn your heart to God and let God do the rest.
你把你的心转向神，让神来成就接下来的事。
God's going to do it.
神会成就。
2020 was full of difficulty and pressure that no one looked for.
2020年是充满了压力与事情的这样的一年。
The pandemic came out of nowhere.
这个疫情真是无处不在。
All of a sudden, here we are with masks.
突然之间我们就生活中就要需要戴口罩。
Loved ones hospitalized, family gatherings canceled.
我们所爱的人有些住院了。我们的这个家庭聚会被取消了。
School on Zoom and Google Meet.
我们要上线上的课。
Some people losing jobs.
一些人丢掉了工作。
Divisions.
分裂。
Protests and riots.
示威游行和暴动。
We didn't ask for this.
我们没有要，我们不想要这些。
We didn't look for it.
我们不希望看到这些。
We didn't expect it.
我们不想要这些。
This trouble came out of nowhere.
这些困难真是无处不在。
And as we look at the life of Jehoshaphat,
现在让我们看一下约沙法他的经历。
We see that he also had trouble come out of nowhere.
我们看到他也有无处不在的这些困难。
Armies came and surrounded him on every side.
敌人们从四面八方向他涌来。
All of a sudden, Jehoshaphat was in trouble.
突然之间，约沙法王就陷入了困境。
What was he supposed to do?
那他应该怎么做呢？
What happened to Jehoshaphat would show us what was in him.
约沙法王他遇到的事情能够向我们显现他内心深处的想法。
Pressure always causes what's in you to come out of you.
压力通常会让你内心深处的东西显现出来。
Jesus was under tremendous pressure in the Garden of Gethsemane.
当主耶稣在科西玛尼园的时候，他承受了很大的压力。
But the pressure that he was under allowed us to see what was in him.
主耶稣当时承受的这个压力，能够让我们清晰地看到主耶稣的内心里面的想法。
The word Gethsemane actually means the place of the olive press.
科西玛尼这个词的意思呢，就是榨橄榄油的地方。
It was the place where they made olive oil.
这是一个榨橄榄油的地方。
The whole fruit of the olive went into a stone press.
一颗完整的橄榄呢，被很重的石头压了一遍又一遍。
And they would roll a stone, a heavy stone, over the olives.
会把一块很重的石头压在橄榄上面。
They would completely crush the olives.
它会完全地把这个橄榄压碎。
And the oil would come out.
油就会流出来。
You couldn't get that good oil without crushing the olive.
如果你不把这块橄榄压碎，你就得不到很好的油。
It's no coincidence that Jesus was under pressure in that garden.
耶稣在科西玛尼园遇到压力绝对不是一个巧合。
The pressure of the cross was on Jesus's heart.
十字架的重量在主耶稣的心里。
However, when the pressure came, he didn't run away from it, and he didn't run away from God.
当压力袭来的时候，主耶稣的心没有离开神，他也没有离开神。
Jesus ran to his Father in prayer and surrendered his will.
主耶稣呢是主耶稣的心转向了神，并且臣服于上帝的旨意。
When given the option to turn his heart away from God, Jesus turned his heart toward God.
主耶稣虽然当时有选择可以离开神，但是他没有，他的心转向了神。
What came out of you when the pandemic hit?
当疫情来临的时候，你当时是怎么？你的想法是什么呢？
Did you turn away from God or did you turn to God?
你的心转离了神，还是你的心转向神了呢？
Did you seek the comfort of the Holy Spirit or did you seek the comfort of the Holy Refrigerator?
你是从圣灵寻求安慰呢，还是从你冰箱里的食物寻求安慰呢？
Many of us struggled intensely with how to deal with COVID.
我们中的很多人都在纠结挣扎于如何从这个新冠病毒的这个伤痛中走出。
And this is not to cause us any shame.
这个不应该让我们觉得羞耻。
I struggle just like you struggle.
我纠结挣扎，正像你们也一样。
But God used it to show us what was inside of us.
但神正在用这件事情让我们看到我们内心深处的东西。
God used the pressure in order to show us what was in us.
神通过这个压力能够让我们看到我们内心深处的东西。
So when Jehoshaphat was under pressure, he called a time of fasting and prayer.
当约沙法王遇见了这个压力的时候，他号召大家禁食祷告。
Verse 3 says that he resolved to inquire of the Lord and proclaimed a fast for all Judah.
约沙法王当时号召所有的号召他自己和以色列人和犹大地的人民一起进食祷告。
But this didn't happen automatically.
但是这些不是自然而然发生的。
We need to go back and read some of 2 Chronicles 18 in order to understand.
让我们回到圣经中看一下当时的。
In 2 Chronicles 18, Jehoshaphat went to the northern kingdom to meet with Ahab.
当在历代志下十八章里面有写到约沙法王当时是回去和以色列国的国王亚哈他们联合去攻打一个敌国。
Jehoshaphat.Was a friend of Ahab, even though Ahab was a wicked king.
约沙法王和亚哈王的关系很好，虽然当时亚哈王其实是一个败坏了的王。
He wanted to have a good relationship with Ahab because he trusted the relationship more than he trusted God.
约沙法王当时是想跟亚哈王保持一个良好的关系，因为他信赖这段关系更超过于他信赖神。
But Jehoshaphat almost lost his life while he was with Ahab.
因此当他和亚哈王在一起的时候，这个约沙法王差点丢了性命。
Ahab had invited Jehoshaphat to go to battle with him.To fight his enemies from the north.
亚哈王当时是邀请约沙法王和他一起，两个国家联合去攻打他们在北边的一个敌国。
And Jehoshaphat was dressed like a king.
当时约沙法王，他穿的衣服就像一个国王穿的。
And in the thick of the battle, he almost got killed.
在那场战争中，约沙法王差点被杀。
Had he not prayed to God for his life, Jehoshaphat would have died.
如果他不在那场征战中向神祷告，他肯定会被杀。
I believe that it was that moment.
我相信就是那个时刻。
That helped Jehoshaphat to remember what to do when he's under pressure.
在那个时刻提醒了约沙法他在压力中要如何做。
Because he had nearly lost his life not too long ago.
因为就正在不久以前约沙法差点丢了性命。
When this army came against him.
当他的敌人要过来攻打他的时候。
Instead of turning to a relationship, Jehoshaphat turned to God.
这一次约沙法王选择了去信任神而不是去依靠跟人的关系。
Many of us during 2020 turned to relationships for help.
我们中的很多人在过去的2020年很依赖与别人的关系。
We chose time on the phone or on Zoom with family and friends over God.
我们跟朋友们通过聊天软件花费的时间远远多过跟神的相处。
Not only did we look for comfort in food and entertainment, but we looked for comfort in people.
我们不仅寻求于食物和这些娱乐带来的安慰，我们也是寻求跟人之间的这个沟通来带来安慰。
God allowed all of this to happen.To show us what was in our hearts.
神允许这一切事情发生，是因为神也想让我们看到我们内心深处到底想什么。
You may not have won the battle of turning your heart towards God in 2020.
在过去的2020年，有可能你没有赢得这场心灵的这个征战。
But this is a new year.
但是现在已经是新的一年了。
And you've seen what turning your heart towards other things can do.
你已经知道了，当你把你的心转向其他事情的时候，会发生什么？
This is the year to turn our hearts towards God.
今年让我们把我们的心转向神吧。
From the beginning, Jesus made it a habit to turn his heart towards God.
从起初，神就把他的心转向神这件事情变成了一种习惯。
Before the cross and before Gethsemane,
在十字架以前，在克西马尼园之前
，before everything, Jesus could be found early in the morning, turning his heart to God every day.
甚至是在所有很多事情以前，主耶稣在每天清晨，主耶稣就把他的心，去转向神。
That's why when Jesus was in Gethsemane,
正是因为这样，当主耶稣基督在科西玛丽园的时候
，He was able to surrender to God and submit to God's will.
他可以来到主的面前，顺服主的旨意。
He had made the habit of turning his heart towards God.
他这已经是把心转向神，已经变成了他的习惯。
Your beginning is right now.
你的开始就是现在。
Today.
今天
surrender your heart to God.
把你的心交给神吧。
We can pray this together right now.
我们现在可以一起祷告。
Say, God,
主啊
I surrender myself to you.
我把我自己交给你。
I surrender my job to you.
我把我的工作交给你。
My family, my marriage, my life.
我的家庭，我的工作，我的婚姻。
Everything I have and all that I am, I surrender to you.
我所有的一切我都交给你。
By the power of your Holy Spirit.
通过你圣灵的巨大能力。
Give me the courage.
给我这个勇气。
To resolve, and resolve to surrender everything to you.
给我勇气和能解决问题的能力，让我能够来到你，把我全部都顺服于你。
And to surrender every day.
把我的每一天都交给你。
So that when trouble and pressure come.
如果困难来临的时候。
I won't turn my heart to anything or anyone else but you.
我的心不会转向其他的人，其他的东西，只会单单仰望你。
I ask this in Jesus' name.
以耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.
If you prayed that prayer,
如果你这样的祷告
，You made a decision today to turn your heart to God.
你今天就做了一个决定，让你的心转向神。
Tomorrow, when you wake up in the morning.
明天当你起床的时候
，You should pray a prayer like that again.
你要这样的再次这样祷告。
Because we don't just surrender one day.
因为我们不只是顺服这一天。
God invites us to surrender every day.
神希望我们每一天都顺服。
And He does it with a promise.
他有这样的一个应许。
He's going to handle things when we surrender them to him.
当我们向他完全的顺服，他就会成就余下的事情。
God's going to do it.
神会成就。
So turning our heart to God.
把我们的心转向神。
Requires turning away from something.
需要我们把我们的心先从其他事情中转离。
You can't turn to God.
你不可以把心转向神。
Without turning away from something else.
如果你不先把你的心从其他事情中转离出来。
I think women do this in conversation better than men do.
我认为女性在谈话中比男性更善于交流。
Men can have a conversation like this.
男性可以这样子的交流。
They're not really looking at each other.
他们有些时候不会真的会看向对方。
They're just sitting next to each other talking.
他们只是坐在 对方旁边就是这样聊天。
This isn't how women do conversation.
这样女生是这样子聊天。
Women like to talk face to face.
女性喜欢面对面的聊天。
But if you look here, these two women are turned towards each other.
当你看到他们的时候，他们是那种面对面坐着，互相看着对方聊天。
They're face to face.
他们是面对面的。
In order for this woman to talk to the other lady,
这个女生如果想跟这个女生聊天的话呢？
She has to turn away from the first lady.
她需要先转离另外一个女生，然后再可以跟这个女生聊天。
This is how we turn to God.
这就正是我们如何的需要转向神。
In order to turn toward him, we have to turn away from something.
如果我们想要转向神，我们就需要先转离其他的事情。
If I want to turn my attention toward my kids,
如果我想把我的注意力转向我的孩子呢
？I have to turn away from bringing so much work home from my job.
我就要先从我的这些工作中转离出来。
If I want to turn my attention toward getting better grades in school,
如果我想要我在学校中取得更好的成绩
，I have to turn away from watching so much YouTube or texting.
那我就需要去减少看 YouTube 的时间和跟朋友们发短信的时间。
If I want to turn my heart toward God,
如果我想要我的心转向神
，I have to turn my heart away from something else.
那我的心就需要先从其他事情中转离。
So the question is, what has your heart?
所以现在的问题是，你的心里充满了什么事情？
Where do you spend most of your time, your money, your efforts, or your thoughts?
你的时间、你的金钱、你的努力、你的想法都花在了哪些事情上呢？
Fasting turned Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah away from food to God.
禁食让约沙法和犹大地的人民，从食的。把他们的心从食物转离开，让他们的心能转向神。
Instead of food for strength, they turn to God for strength.
他们向神寻求力量，而不是向食物。
Prayer turned them away from seeking other people for help.
通过祷告，他们的内心向神寻求力量帮助，而不是向其他的人寻求帮助。
And turned their hearts.To God for help.
让他们的心向神去寻求帮助。
They were pursuing only the strength and help of God, and God answered them.
当他们向神寻求帮助和力量的时候，神回应了他们。
Jeremiah 29:13 says,
耶利米书29:14说，
You will seek me and find me.When you seek me with all your heart.
当你一心全心的在寻求我的时候，你就可以寻见我。
When we turn our hearts away from other things, we will find God.
当我们的心从其他事情中转离开的时候，我们就会寻求到神。
And that's what happened for the people of Israel.
这正是以色列人民做的。
When they turned their hearts toward God, God gave them a strategy.
当他们向神寻求帮助的时候，神给了他们一个战略。
But the strategy that comes from God will not always make sense.
但是呢，神给你的这个策略呢，有些时候有点看起来有点说不通。
They heard the voice of God through Jehaziel.
他们通过约沙法听到了神的话。
He said, "You will not have to fight this battle."
神说，你们不需要去打仗。
Take up your positions.
你们就出现在那里。
Stand firm and see the deliverance the Lord will give you.
你们就站在战线旁边站着看神会替你们成就，是吗？
Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged.
不要怕，也不要气馁。
Go out to face the army tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you.
过去跟你们的敌人去征战吧，我会跟你们在一起。
One of the blessings of turning away from the world is that when we turn to God, we get him.
转离神的一个祝福是，当我们转离，从这个世界中转离开的时候，我们寻求神就会得到神。
God still speaks.
神会讲话。
Be ready to hear from the Lord when you turn away from other things.
当你转离开其他事情的时候，神会跟你讲话。
When you turn away from other voices, God's voice becomes louder.
当你减少去听其他声音的时候，神的声音就会变大。
Jesus said, "My sheep listen to my voice."
耶稣说，我的羊会听我的声音。
I know them and they follow me.
我知道他们，他们也会跟从我。
That verse comes from John chapter 10, verse 27.
这段话来自于约翰福音第十章。
But earlier in John chapter 10, Jesus said that his sheep won't follow strangers.
在这个第十章的前边，耶稣说，我的羊不会去跟从陌生人。
They won't follow strangers because they don't recognize a stranger's voice.
他们不会跟从陌生人，是因为他们不识别陌生人的声音。
Jesus' sheep only recognize his voice.
耶稣的羊只能认出耶稣的声音。
I challenge you to limit the voices that speak into your life.
我想向你挑战。 就是说你接下来的生活中呢，你要减少其他声音的摄入。
I challenge you to fast from news and television for 15 days.
你们减少去看电视，去看新闻。
And to only listen to the voice of God through prayer and the scriptures.
然后通过读经祷告呢，去听神的话。
You will hear the voice of God.
你会听到神的声音。
And it will become louder and louder.
而且它的声音会变得越来越响亮。
And for every one of the issues of your life,
你生活中的所有的事情,
each one that you've prayed about,
每一件你交在祷告里面的事,
there will be a strategy from God.
神会给你一个策略。
But when we look at this strategy that came to Jehoshaphat, it doesn't make sense.
可是当我们回到经文，看到约沙法，神给约沙法的这个策略，它看起来很说不通的。
They've got three nations surrounding them with weapons.
现在他们犹大国的周围有三个敌人向他们攻打过来，他们都是有武器的。
And God tells them to go to the battlefield.
神告诉他们呢，去战场迎敌。
Stand on the battle line.
站在战线上。
And just look at the armies.
然后就只需要去看，不需要去打。
That's scary.
这个太恐怖了。
At least I would want a knife.
至少对我来说，我希望我有一把刀。
Or a stick.
或者是一根棍子。
Or something.
或者就随便什么。
God told them not to take anything to the battle.
神跟他们说，什么都不要拿，直接去战场吧。
This doesn't make sense.
这个完全不合理啊。
The strategy that God gives us will not always make sense.
神给我们的这些策略，有些时候在我们看来有可能是不合理的。
Proverbs chapter 3 says,
箴言第三章说,
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
一心一意信靠耶和华。
Don't trust your own understanding.
不要依赖自己的聪明。
In all your ways, submit to him.
你要全心的顺服他。
And he will make your paths straight.
他会让你的路变得正直。
What we have to understand about the battle strategy.
我们不用去明白这个就是战争的这个策略。
Is we have to understand that it comes from God, who's the general.
因为我们要了解的是，这个策略是来自于神，而神是这个将军。
We're not the generals.
我们不是将军。
We're the soldiers.
我们是士兵。
When a command comes from the general,
当将军发号命令。
It's the job of the soldier to follow.
我们士兵的职责是去遵守他的命令。
The soldier doesn't ask the general to change his plan.
士兵不会去要求将军去改变他的命令。
The soldier just follows the command.
士兵只是去遵守将军发出的命令。
Now the strategy that God gave was powerful.
神给我们的这个策略呢是非常有能量的。
But it wasn't powerful because of anything that the people of Judah did.
比犹大地的人们的做法都要有能量。
In other words, they didn't do anything amazing.
犹大地的人民们没有做什么很了不起的事情。
But they followed the strategy.
他们只是单单的做了神告诉他们的事。
Even though it didn't make sense.
虽然在他们看来这个很不合理。
What we need to remember.
我们需要记住的是。
Is that our obedience always releases power.
我们的顺从会释放出神的巨大能量。
Obedience releases the extraordinary power of God into ordinary situations.
我们对神的顺服会让神的能量释放到我们这种平时的生活中的一些普通的情况中。
This was a powerful strategy.
这是一个非常有力量的一个命令。
Because when the people went to the battlefield,
因为当人们去战场的时候,
and they stood on the battle line in obedience,
他们站在战线上顺服。
God released power.
神就会释放他的能量。
And the armies that had come to attack Judah,
那些来攻打犹大的那些敌人们,
began to attack one another.
就开始自相残杀。
They killed one another.
他们互相把对方都杀死了。
The armies of Judah never had a weapon in their hands.
犹大地的士兵没有一个人有武器。
But they won the battle.
但是他们赢得了战争。
Because their obedience released the power of God.
因为他们的顺从让神的能量释放了出来。
As you and I turn our hearts to God this year,
当我和你的心转向神的时候,
and we turn away from other things,
我们的心从其他的事情上转离开,
God is going to give us strategy,
神会给我们策略的,
for how to deal with the issues that come up this year.
给我们策略, 让我们能够处理今年会发生的一些事情。
And when we obey the word of God,
当我们听从神的话,
He's going to release so much power,
他会释放出很多的能量,
that our issues and problems that we're facing,
让我们能够有力量来处理我们面对的各种挑战和困难,
will no longer exist,
这些困难就不会存在,
and it won't be because we did anything amazing,
这并不因为我们自己做了什么很了不起的事。
God is going to do it.
神会帮助我们做的。
We think about strategies. God has given a lot of strategies that didn't make sense.
然后我们神经常会给我们一些战略是我们无法理解的。
Joshua walked around Jericho 7 times.
约书亚绕耶利哥城7次。
Gideon and his 300 men defeated more than 100,000.
基甸和他的300个士兵战胜了超过10,000个敌人。
All they did was blow trumpets and break clay pots.
他们做的只是吹了号角，并且打碎一些碗罐。
Naaman was healed of leprosy by taking a bath in the Jordan River.
乃曼在约旦河里洗了澡，就治愈了麻风病。
God's strategies don't always make sense.
神给我们的战略经常会看起来很不合理。
But they always work out for our good and for God's glory.
但是他们都会都会成就。
Friends, God is pleased with your 2021 theme to turn your hearts to Him.
我们神很开心看到我们2021年的这个主题是我们的心要转向神。
God wants to provide for you.
神想要为我们提供。
He wants to speak to you.
他想要跟我们讲话。
He wants to guide you.
他想要指引我们。
And he wants you to have victory over this world.
他希望我们能够战胜这个世界。
He wants to do it all for you.
他想要替我们做这些事情。
But there's only one thing for you and I to do.
我们只需要做一件事。
And that's to turn away from everything that has had our attention.
让我们的心从其他事情中转离开，然后让我们的心转向他。
And turn our hearts to God.
把我们的心转向神。
It's a daily decision.
这是一个每一天的决定。
Make today the first day.
让今天就作为第一天吧。
That you turn to Him.
让我们转向他。
And watch Him do the rest.
然后看他做接下来的事。
God's going to do it.
神会成就的。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father God, in the name of Jesus.
我们的父神，我们的主耶稣基督。
We want to trust you.
我们想要去信靠你。
We want to follow you.
我们想要跟随你。
We want to turn our hearts to you.
我们想要让我们的心转向你。
Would you give us the wisdom and the strength?
你可以求你能够给我们智慧和力量
and give us the courage
给我们勇气
to turn away from the other things that have had our attention
让我们从其他能够吸引我们注意力的事情上转离开
and to turn our hearts toward you
让我们的心转向你
we want you to get all the glory
我们想要你获得所有的荣耀
and we want you to work in our lives
我们想让你在我们的生命中做工。
Do it for us, God.
主啊，请你能够帮助我们。
And we will give you the glory.
我们把荣耀赞美都归于你。
In Jesus' name.
以耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.